Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Mary Scheckler and Melissa Folsom, and we are talking about Papa Murphy's and Subway. We are doing our Monday Chamber-sponsored interviews, and of course, Papa Murphy's and Subway are both Chamber members, so good morning, ladies. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
All right, Mary, take it away. When did you and Brent acquire Subway and Papa Murphy's here in town, how long have you guys, has it been in the family?
So Subway has been here over 35 years with Brent's parents. Randy and Paula had owned it. And we actually acquired it in 2021, right after COVID in the summer there. And we've had Papa Murphy's here like 2 months before we got married in 2004. So we've been here 21 years.
Awesome. And so we can kind of jump back and forth between the two. But what are kind of, what went into the decision to kind of bring a Papa Murphy's to town here? How did you acquire it? Kind of give me the backstory of that and then kind of dive into the taking over the Subway part of things.
Okay. Well, that's actually kind of a fun story because Brent and I were dating, actually engaged then, and they had the gas station here right next to Subway, and they wanted to take it out, so it was kind of wanted to fill it with something else. Paula, my mother-in-law, had gone to Minneapolis, and her friends had introduced her to Papa Murphy's because it was really big up there. And she's like, what a great concept for Papa Murphy's to come to Parade of Sheen, just because it's hot and ready when you are. So a lot of people come to work in Prairie or shop, and they can grab their pizza and bake it whenever it's convenient for them. So if they take it home, it's going to be cold. So we thought it would work well. It actually complements Subway really well. So actually, Papa Murphy's is busier in the winter and at night, whereas Subway is more during the day and in the summer, and really anytime now, Subway's a go-to. So we do complement each other well, where people come to get lunch and they'll pick up supper. We make their pizza while they're getting Subway, and then they're out the door with lunch and supper. So right after I graduated from college, I started training for Papa Murphy's to bring it to Prairie du Chien, and it's been a great fit since.
And then Melissa, your role in the business, when did you come on? Kind of take me through your role and kind of your day-to-day with both Subway and Papa Murphy's.
I have been with Papa Murphy's for almost 6 years now, and August will be 6 years. And I just started out as the assistant manager at Papa Murphy's. And then during COVID, I ended up taking over as manager there. And then when Mary took over Subway in 2021, we took over both places. So I'm just the general manager there and work for both sides.
Awesome. Good deal. And then kind of your day-to-day, is it a lot less hands-on with stuff? Is it more overseeing and a lot of the prep work, or are you still getting out there in the front lines?
During the summer, it's a lot more behind the scenes. With having the high school kids, you know, be able to work the summers there, it's a lot easier for me to do all the behind stuff with inventory and ordering and you know, helping with all that other stuff. But during the school year, usually it's more hands-on. I'm usually in the store. I mean, I'm in the store 5 days a week, but usually most of those days are working on the line.
And I worked at Papa Murphy's back in the day.
Thank Cody, you, Mary, yes, for Cody was life. One of my best.
I think what people don't know, you guys are doing a lot of day of stuff, you know, especially with the dough and the veggies kind of thing. So that's where it takes a lot of that work early in the morning, late at night to get stuff ready for that day, the next day, to keep everything so fresh.
We are very prep intensive at Papa Murphy's, and actually most stores don't even have freezers. We don't either. Because everything is so fresh, and we make fresh dough every day. It only lasts 2 days, and then we toss it. So all of our produce is really fresh. We're dicing and slicing in the background, just like we do at Subway. So very short shelf lives, and you can taste the difference. We shred our own cheese. We go through about 500 pounds a week. We shred that all ourselves so that none of that comes in frozen.
What's the kind of the biggest difference you would say, both of you, between Subway, Papa Murphy's, I guess, and from a day-to-day, if there is anything that's kind of a huge difference?
I would say Subway is way more consistently busy and with customers than Papa Murphy's, because we're busier at night, where Subway is just kind of all day long. So we do have all that extra time to prep, where Subway, we're prepping in between rushes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, I mean, usually in the mornings at Subway, you're doing the prep, but you're doing stuff all day long, where Papa Murphy's, you have more time to do that in the morning because you have more traffic in the afternoon, evenings than so in the morning.
And then you guys have employees that are trained to do both. So that's convenient as well, right? You connect in the back and kind of share some of that space to do the prep work and things like that. So you can have employees, hey, we have nobody, you know, getting a pizza right now, but there's a line of 15 ready to get a sub, or vice versa. Let's help each other out here a little bit.
Yeah, we've always, I mean, since we've owned it and Randy Paul and Subway, we always tried to share employees and work together. But until it was one business writing you the same paycheck, we really do a lot of cross training, and we have a probably almost half of our staff that can work both sides. So it's very helpful. And just like when one side gets busier or we have that coverage, it's beautiful.
And you guys don't only just do, hey, people walking in and getting a sub, you know, and ordering right there. You can order online for those things as well. That's been huge, that innovation of that. You know, you have the racks in both stores where you can just come in, you pay online. You don't even have to talk to anybody.
Yeah,
you know, and you come in and get the pizza and you head right out the door.
We actually have curbside too, so they can order and have it brought out to their car as well, which was also a nice step. But yeah, the online ordering, you worked pre-online ordering. It's glorious.
Yeah, I bet. It's just
you got a lot less phone calls these days. But yeah, and also catering. That's a big thing at Subway. I mean, we do a lot of concession stands for Papa Murphy's, which works well for everyone. Catering at Subway, we just did the perimeter camp in town.
A lot. I mean, we've done a lot of other things for the school, like any of their meetings, stuff like that. We've done a lot of like the sports. Sometimes it's just easier as having a kid that's in the sports. When they do their team meals and stuff, we just like to do those catering. It's a lot easier to just bring them that than having to go home and make 25 sandwiches yourself. And so that's
And we try to keep everything really reasonable with pricing. We do still offer, not a lot of Subways do this anymore, but we still have our giant subs, the 3 foot and the 6 foot, mostly because Melissa and Micah love making those. But those are fun and unique. So those you'd have to call the store to get, because that is no longer online. But
and you have, the menus have grown so much in the last few years. It feels like both stores are coming out with those crazy things. You know, here, I remember when I was working at Papa Murphy's, the craziest thing we had was the pesto pizza. That was like the, oh my gosh, what are we doing here? But it's, you know, evolved so much for both stores and adding those sides. If you want to just highlight a few of those, maybe some of your favorites that have come out in recent years.
The new one with the stuffed crust, that's really good. We always said we should have that at Papa Murphy's, and we never had it. And we just got bought out, our corporate did. So the new guys brought that in. The cheeseburger is really good. We don't have that all the time. We have the taco. They have the new rage lately has been the hot honey. We had the hot honey subs, and now we're getting a hot honey pizza this fall.
All right.
So add a little spice to it.
We did get some new garlic knots. They're pretty good. But I think my favorite will always just be the five cheese bread, because that's just the staple, and it's good no matter what.
But right now, the Happy Gilmore is coming out, and Subway was in the original movie. So that's the new promo right now, is we have these. You can make it a Happy Gilmore meal.
Okay.
Kind of like, Happy Meal.
Yeah.
you get a cup, and so that movie comes out next weekend on Netflix. But yeah, Subway's in it again, which is kind of fun.
That's awesome.
So lots of cross-marketing with that.
So take me through some of the, you know, obviously we talked about Tuesdays being some busy days, but there are other specific holidays that are really big as well, right? The Super Bowl is massive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, New Year's Eve is huge. Those days, talk me through a day like that from your guys' perspective of what you're doing, not only, you know, the day of, but the days leading up to get ready for something like that.
Yeah, so busiest days for us at Papa Murphy's are Valentine's Day. We do the heart-shaped pizzas and Super Bowl. Halloween, the jack-o'-lantern pizza, any Eve, like Christmas Eve, Easter Eve, New Year's Eve, Thanksgiving even. When you're going to have family around and you don't know exactly when you want to eat, deer hunting's a perfect example of that. So 2-3 days ahead, we're starting to shred the cheese because we're going to get hit and we're not going to have time because all this is on our whole bar. So then we're making the dough the day before and starting sheeting that. We're bringing an extra crew. Subway, too. The summer is really busy for us, so we're adding extra people. We're really just continually baking bread there.
We're baking bread at least twice a day there. I mean, it's not just like one time. You're kind of like all day long, and then, you know, and starts right back over again next morning. So everything is, you know, nothing is ever, you know, pretty much left over the night. You're starting fresh every day.
Because we have such short shelf lives, we can't prep too far ahead, but Yeah, it gets you some of your best days, Cody.
Some of my fondest memories. Yes. No, it's good times. It's better on those days because you're constantly moving. Don't even.
Yes.
Yeah.
It makes the days go fast.
Yes, the days go fast. The hours are flying by. And something too, I wanted to mention was you guys talked about the having the high school kids working. You guys are very accommodating for having kids that have other things going on while they're trying to work and be in school. If they're playing a sport, if they're in any sort of extracurriculars. You guys are very good about working around those things. As somebody that played three sports in high school and still had a job, played a sport in college, still was able to stay employed.
Yep.
You guys do a great job of working with folks because, you're trying to find good help, and good help is sometimes hard to find. So if you're a good worker, you guys are going to work with them.
Correct. Absolutely. And I feel like that's one thing we can do differently than the big corporations. We're very family first, and schools comes first. When I was in high school, nobody would hire me because I was a three-sport athlete. And I'm like, I would have been a good employee for you. So I want those people. They're usually our best workers because they know how to work in teams, and we're very team-oriented. So, yes, we do bend over backwards.
And a lot of structure with them, too. They, they're able to work. Not always is there a manager there. So they, they can work really well by themselves and stay on task and do the things that need to get done.
Typically good leaders.
Good leaders.
We really struggled when we first took over getting the right employees in there. And now I feel like we have a good group.
We do.
I shouldn't even say this, but we have enough employees at the moment. Usually as soon as I say that, it's that was bad to say.
Yeah. So anything else that you guys wanted to add about both Subway and Papa Marie's? Thanks to the Chamber for sponsoring this interview, but...
Yeah, I would say we're very community-oriented. We would love to cater your parties. We'd love to have your school group.
We didn't even mention that. You bring the schools through, so highlight that as well.
For the past probably 18 years, I have I used to go to the schools, but now I have them come to Papa Murphy's because it's a better experience. They actually feel like they're the pizza maker. But we do a fraction unit where we weigh and measure and count and fraction out the pizzas, and then they take it home and bake it with their family. So it's a really fun activity. I started because my sisters are teachers, and I started in their classrooms. So the kids usually say that was their favorite activity of the year, so we always do that. I think we gave away about 300 of them.
I know we do MFL and Prairie a lot for concessions, and they do get a lot of pizzas during the school year. We've done a lot of that stuff. And I know even some local businesses here in town have done, like when we do our heart-shaped pizzas and do those promos, they will order for their employees.
Which is a really cheap, nice gesture.
Right. And we've done a lot of those, and those have been fun to do.
And we deliver when we can as well, as long as we know ahead of time. We have a lot of community support. I would like to say we did just remodel Subway last year, so we've got a lot of good feedback on that as well. If you haven't been in to check us out, it's really nice. I look in the camera, I'm like, man, this looks like an AI image. It's so clean and beautiful that.
Yeah, so, it's a good deal. So awesome! Thank you both for stopping by. Check out Subway, Papa Murphy's. They're right there on Marquette. And thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Cody. You.